This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Have you heard the latest craze?
What?
The twist.
No, it's called hustle. Podcasting. It's where we get to take our radio show that you all love and listen to, and then we pop it into your phone because you subscribe, and then it's just always there.
Jamie, how does someone subscribe?
You can go to the Joy website, and you can follow our links through social media, and you just press a little button that says subscribe, and then away you go.
Darling, that sounds really easy, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it? I like the way it says subscribe.
It's nearly as easy as us.
It's a nice little button to press. You're not easy, are you?
Oh, I am.
He presses my buttons all the time, let me tell you.
Look out, now stop it, boys. So easy. So podcast away and listen to us live across Australia from any device whatsoever.
Or just tune in
what
Tuesday nights.
What about a thong? Could they listen to a thong?
If you had a Maxwell Smart sort of thong, it would have to be a special thong, though.
A thong?
A thong, not a schlong, a thong.
No, not the underpants version, Brett. As in shoe wear.
Jamie was with me, weren't you?
Shoe wear.
I think we're a little bit in the red.
It's a little jandal. It's a jandal of sorts.
A jandal?
Yeah, that's the New Zealand type
of
thong.
Isn't that a jandal?
Yes.
Cut, darling, and let's get to the show. Come on,
can't
shut
wait.
Up.
Remember, Joy 94.9.
Your voice, your radio station. Joy 94.9.
And now on Joy 94.9, it's time for Catching Up with your hosts, Dolly Adamson, Brett Scriber, and Jamie Lewis.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, Dolly smells. Freddypedia all the way. It's Catching Up on Joy 94.9.
Oh, my God. It's our Christmas show.
Jamie flew away.
Yeah, I do. I might do that.
Or Jamie, did you know he's gay?
Yes.
Oh, that was lovely. Thank you, Maria. Short and sweet, I think they call that. Merry Christmas. This is a Christmas special,
is it?
It
is a Christmas
you
special.
You are so excited about
I
that,
know.
Aren't you, darling?
Campus Christmas. And big thanks to the Spirit Lounge for their last show, but it's...
Yeah, thanks, whatever. Anyway... It's all about us now.
I love how you are. You are consistently gracious.
We are dragging the Christmas spirit into the show this evening, though, folks. So
right. You're going to pop yourself
around
on the tree?
What's on the show tonight, guys?
Fairy on top of the tree.
Yeah,
that's me.
That's exactly what I mean. Christmas, isn't it, darling? And you've put all the little Chrissy songs together.
Oh, I know.
I had no say in the songs, did I?
Did you know? Can I say there was...
No say whatsoever.
There was a few messages I received. Now, what's this one?
And I'll be like... You did not. I let it go. It's like giving away a child.
Do you not have a Christmas catalogue, sweetheart?
No, darling. I'm not really into the Christmas songs. To be like the night before, maybe I can listen to them, but I'm not sure listen to them a week before. But that's what the listeners are going to be doing tonight, aren't they?
So what's on the show? Guys, what's now? We've got a question to ask our listeners tonight, haven't we?
Oh, look, we were just generally wondering what you'd like for Christmas. And we'd like you to be funny about that, if possible.
Yeah,
and
you can
SMS us on 0427JOY949. You can give us a call on 1300JOY949, or you can send us an email on air at joy.org.au.
But I think we might kick it off with
What's your first Christmas tune?
It's one of the first Christmas tunes.
Yes.
It's by the fabulous Carlson, Wrap Myself in Paper.
Oh.
Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen, when the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even.
Get it right.
And he shone the moon that night, though the frost was cruel.
Mrs. Overton. Don't let me interrupt. I just wanted to see how you're getting on.
No worries.
All right, ladies, you're all confined to the recreation room until further orders.
Oh. What if I want to go the dunning?
You can bake it, Birdsworth.
I think you added that at the end, didn't you?
I did tack that bit in.
To the Christmas cake.
Well, she might be baking Christmas cake.
Bacon Birdsworth.
You're on Catching Up on Joy 94.9, and that was... Prisoner.
It was the girls at Wentworth holding a special Carols by Candlelight, especially for our Christmas edition this evening.
And the song before was Wrap Myself in Paper. It was a little Sonia-esque kind of a number by Magnus Carlsen. Good on you, Andrew, for choosing that one.
All the songs go out to my beautiful boyfriend who's a little bit obsessed by Christmas.
Good on him, darling, hey? Maybe you should have a child, you two.
No, we've got Rabbit. That's enough, darling.
And you've got a rabbit.
Child our cat's called Rabbit.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, right. It's a long story. Yeah, it's not very Christmassy.
It's got a dog called Donkey as well, but that's another story.
You like your dogs,
and a crocodile called Toots. Darling, what have you been up to this week?
Oh, look, I picked up my daughter from school.
Oh, yes.
Mm? As in, because you don't normally?
Well, that's it.
Yeah.
Boom, boom. She's 7 and I've still got to accompany her. That's what you tell me, hey?
Oh, I think she's fine. She should have a paper round. I've said it before.
You've said that before, darling, that she should, or put her on the tram or something.
Yes.
Well, anyway, a mortgage doesn't pay itself, darling.
Well, it does. It does. I mean, I nearly had to go and get a job in the country to pay for the mortgage, but anyway, that's not going to happen. We babysit our kids a little bit too much. Anyway, I went to pick her up. She looks at our very modern 12-year-old van.
Yes.
And she says, oh, did you bring the death trap today?
I'm sorry, I left the limo at home, Asher.
I said, the death trap. Where on earth did you get that from? The death trap. You know? She said, well, it's hot. It's got no aircon.
She means it's hot.
It's got no aircon, so it's a death trap.
Jeez.
It was 20 degrees.
Of course, she had locked
20, not 30
no,
or 40.
No, it was 20 degrees.
Oh. And she was locked in that death trap with the windows down.
Yeah, I did
up
lock
the
her in. Well, I had to go to the pokies.
Is there a safety belt or is there an old milk crate with a piece of rope around it in the back?
Oh, dear.
Jamie, darling, what have you been up to?
Oh, look, I've just been working and going to the gym really this week, so it's not very interesting, but I thought I'd tell you a couple of things just quickly, ways to save time over the Christmas period.
Oh, do tell.
Look, I get so sick of putting the Christmas tree up and down because I did that as a job once, you know, went to put them up in shopping centres and I can't stand the sight.
You've done everything, haven't you?
Yes, I have done. So I just think,
she's been around the town.
She has. Pop your Christmas tree back in the walk-in room, just pop a sheet on it, and then next year just get the whole thing out assembled.
Is this a tip? Is this a little cleaning up Christmas tree?
That's what I do.
Who's got a spare wardrobe to shove a Christmas tree in?
Do you know what? Exactly.
Of course you do. Do you?
Yes, I do.
You'd have everything neatly packed away, though, wouldn't you?
I'm very organised. The other thing I was going to say, folks, is if you've got old cards from last year.
Christmas cards?
Yes. Cut out the nice picture from the front and use them as a tag for this year's Christmas gifts.
Yes. That's a good little bit of
repurposing. Cheap. It's cheap.
I thought you were coughing into the microphone.
He died.
I just realised that's more of a visual thing, but I think it would work on the radio.
I was going to have to kick you in the guts, Barry.
Do it anyway.
Oh, my God. I think I've just been...
What about you, Brett?
I think I've been overdoing it.
Oh, what do you mean, sweetheart?
Because there's been, you know, Christmas catching up with drinks and dinners, and I think I've
Your liver's not coping.
I burnt the candle.
At both ends. Yes.
There is no candle. There's just a pile of wax on the floor.
No candles to burn, is there, sweetheart?
So I'm very tired.
Oh, poor love.
It's nice to be popular, though, isn't it, darling?
Oh, yeah.
You see, I've been doing other parties. I've been watching people get pissed.
Oh. How's that been going?
Hideous, darling. You know the wedding I did on Sunday?
Yes.
Music for?
Yes.
You know what I said last song, you said fabulous. You know what the 20-year-old groom did?
Wet himself.
Have a guess.
Dropped his pants.
Considering he had a lot to drink.
Slept with the bridesmaid.
Dropped his pants.
What else would he drop to?
His dax.
Everything.
Did he go nude?
He took it all off. Took it all off. Where am I going to look?
You know you've got a good man there on your wedding night.
Don't you?
I am ready to go.
Can you imagine the brides going to friends? Yeah, that's Brad.
That's
nude.
Yeah.
In front of all our family and friends on our special day.
That's what he does.
Keep yourself nice.
Keep yourself nice, Brad.
Keep yourself nice. I mean, where's that going to go?
Brad, you should have left it for the wedding night.
Golly gosh.
I don't think there was much for him to do at all.
Amazing. I can't believe people are getting married this time of year. There's too much Christmas going on.
There's too much drinking and too much, you know, partying. Goodness. And I'm not invited to any of it, so it's not good.
Now, how are your invites going for your party, Joe? Have they gone up the numbers? Because you're a bit upset about that.
I was a bit upset, but I've just put that on the back burner because I've had a bit of a busy week, you know.
Yes, you have.
Yes, no one does it harder.
No, but I know it does it better.
Can I talk to you about awesome birthday parties?
Yeah, sure thing.
No, how long have I got?
No, you got a minute.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Speaking of awesome birthday parties, this chick, right, she did the big Facebook friends mass email.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Out to her so-called Facebook friends.
Yeah.
One of them me, and I'm not her friend. And she just tracked me down to be the friend, as they do, don't they, on
there? Oh, yes, they do.
Anyway, so everyone's invited to her awesome birthday bash, 270 Facebook friends. Oh. And a week later, there's another message. Just a reminder to those of you that haven't replied. And then a week later after that, could you please RSVP as I need to know numbers? And then a week later, a post. Sarah, can you invite your mum? Because maybe she can come. And then there's another one. Then a few days later, can people please RSVP? And then a week later, just letting everyone know that my birthday party is cancelled. I'm over it. I try to organise stuff and people just don't think it's important to RSVP. Oh. I think all the ones that let me know if you could or couldn't turn up. And then a week later... So, I was thinking that since my birthday is on Boxing Day and no one ever turns up for it, that I should just ask people to send me presents instead. So that way I feel the love and get lovely surprises from my friends. If you want to do this, then let me know and I shall PM my address on the Facebook.
Oh, my God.
You can opt out of those conversations.
Is there a sense
through the button.
Of desperation?
Did she ask people or ask people?
No, just the whole... You don't send a big mass awesome birthday invite on Facebook.
I bet you've got stamps in your purse, haven't you?
Yes.
Constantly got stamps in your purse. Well, in your purse.
Yes, you do it nicely.
Keep yourself nice.
You're on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. For catching up on Joy 94.9, follow the links on joy.org.au to subscribe and follow the show.
Hello, it is Baby Daddy from Scissor Sisters, and you are listening to Joy 94.9.
Deck the halls with balls and bolly. You're on Catching Up on Joy 94.9. And it's that special, that special time of the week now where we cross live to our bestest presenter, Dolly, and a soapbox, and give her a moment to just, well,
Dolly,
crap on about
something. Can I just tell you something? Yes. I love your guts. You make my Tuesday sweet. Night.
I don't really know when to zip my lip and open it, though, do I sometimes?
Oh, nobody knows.
But
nobody
we don't knows. Want you to change,
I'll
darling.
Get there in
the don't
end.
Go changing.
Thank you, sweetheart. Well, we're talking Christmas, aren't we?
Absolutely.
Did you just say Merry Christmas?
I said something about balls and bolly.
You always do, though.
Yeah, like them. They're
they
nice,
go,
aren't they?
Go together, don't they?
I wouldn't mind a couple of them in my stocking.
Oh, bolly, at least.
Wouldn't we all? But...
Hey? You know what?
Yes.
Christmas.
Yes.
Mum.
Oh, Jan and the Glapkus.
Cheapskate Jan.
Oh. She is cheap.
She is so
She's
cheap.
She's so cheap. Oh.
She rings me and she announces, as mothers can only do.
Yes.
They announce, don't they? Your mother announces. Oh, no. God bless her.
No, yeah, Maggie's
but all
listening.
Mothers do,
hello,
right?
Mum.
Okay, anyway. I'm sure I do as a mother too. So she announces, I'm buying you all a World Vision animal for Christmas. Right? All of you.
Which
meaning,
is a nice thing. It's a nice thing.
I understand that. Right?
Yes, yes.
And then she says, what kind of animal would Asher like? Asher, my daughter. It's her only granddaughter that she sees.
Oh, Jan is so
She's
cheap.
Only going to get one present.
Yes.
And that's just for Asher. That's all she's going to do. She doesn't have anyone else.
She's not
She doesn't
listening,
have like 3,000 people
Hope
to
not.
Buy presents for. So she says,
she's
what
got
kind
one.
Of animal
yes.
would Asher like?
Yeah.
I said, she doesn't want an animal, Mum. Right? She's a child. She wants a present.
She wants a present. She wants a big present from Nana.
It can be a pet rock. It can be, but it's got to be in a big box.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Totally.
It's the excitement of opening it up with paper and cracking paper and
say?
Pulling and ripping it apart.
What did she
and
say?
She said, well, she meant, what? Just tell me what kind of animal she likes. I says, no, I'm not going to tell you what kind of animal she likes, Mum. You can get an animal for us. You can give us nothing, which is what we're used to. But for God's sake, buy her something. You obviously didn't hear me. What kind? I said, you figure it out, darling. You heard me the first time.
Yep.
You figure it out.
Right, yeah.
What animal would she get you then? Did you tell her what animal you wanted?
I don't give a rat's.
Do you know what, though? If you get those World Vision animals, you can go and visit them.
I understand that.
Where? How?
Yeah, someone was telling me today that they got an elephant. Not to their house, just like
she got an elephant.
Well, sponsored an elephant, and then
really?
You can go and visit it. Yeah, it's like it's like your little special
my
friend.
God. Listen, I give to World Vision. Okay?
I don't think they'd be able to find that chicken that I gave to someone years ago in Africa, and the look on their face. I was like, "I've got you a chicken," and they looked at me, and it was like I slapped them with a piece of poo.
Yeah,
don't
they were very unhappy,
and they ate that chicken before it was 6 weeks old. And it was tasty too.
Chicken's feet and all.
Am I still talking?
You are, darling. What were you going to talk about tonight, sweetheart?
I was talking about Christmas, wasn't
yes.
I?
Yes.
You know what I hate at Christmas?
What?
As if Christmas cards aren't bad enough and World Vision cards aren't bad enough with animals on. You open them, they say Merry Christmas, and then a signature is scrawled underneath it. I mean, what's, it's like having a Facebook friend. What's the point?
What's the point of that?
Anyway, I also hate the mass email Christmas message.
Oh, that's just evil.
Don't you?
The Christmas letter.
Yeah, from the bank or, you know, a media company.
Oh,
or,
can I say, all my mother's friends used to do, oh, well, we're just, aren't we just being fabulous? No, no, and it's like,
No, this is the mass email from your bank.
From your bank?
Yeah, they've sent to 50,000 customers.
I've had a few of those.
Merry Christmas to you and your family. You don't know me or my family.
No, but they're wishing you Merry Christmas.
Don't go there. It's like wasting my time to delete it from my inbox.
Yes, so no Christmas cards or messages from the bank.
Animals and no mass emails.
For Dolly. In that bag down there, there's a Christmas card and a World Vision animal sticker for Dolly. Could you just pop it under the desk, please? I think it's not the right time.
I'll give it to Sci-Fi and Scream later on.
Give it to someone else that's more deserving. Judith Lucy.
Yes.
I've got a little bit of a clip on her. She found out she was adopted.
I know, on Christmas Day, wasn't it?
On Christmas Day.
Poor bitch.
So this is a little clip of her talking about it on Christmas Day.
Where's my bike? Now you're adopted.
Let's have a listen to
Started Jude. Receiving some very unusual letters from my mother, and the most unusual one was just after she'd done some rebirthing. Now, she was a staunch Catholic, but she gave everything a crack. For those of you who aren't across the whole rebirthing thing, you know, it's a breathing technique, and it's meant to help you remember your own birth and clear the trauma from it. Now, Mum, never one to follow the norm, didn't actually remember her own birth. No. She remembered giving birth to me, and she described it in explicit detail, which she popped in a letter and sent to me. And I remember reading it and just finding it so disturbing that I put it in the bin immediately. Imagine how disturbing I found it a couple of years later when I found out I was adopted. And that's a fun story. So I found out I was adopted at the age of 25 on Christmas Day, which was great. Whole family gathered around and just burst into jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. We're not your parents. Your real mum gave you away. Hey! So at least it was festive. But it was a family Christmas, and golly, don't you love those? Let's get a whole group of people together who haven't seen each other all year, who have nothing in common. Let's get them to drink a keg of beer each and then tell each other what they really think of each other. So relaxing. So, not surprisingly, it did come out after a little bit of a family tiff. I mean, nothing too serious, just my father trying to beat the crap out of my brother while screaming, "I'm going to kill you, you effing C." And he wasn't saying, "Funny old chook." So, that pretty much cleared the room, as you can kind of imagine. And I was left with my sister-in-law, and I said to her, "Wow, haven't you married into a fun family?" And she's gone, "There's something else you don't know." And so, of course, I went, "Don't tell me Santa isn't real." Zing! And she said, "No, it's just got to do with you." And, you know, I guessed, basically, because, frankly, how many things can it be? Oh, my God, I'm blind. Nobody told me. Did have some fairly interesting conversations with Mum and Dad after that. I said to Mum, "Mum, why didn't you tell me that I was adopted?" And she said, "I forgot."
Joy.
Joy.
94.9.
Dottie, Lottie, Brett, Doll and Jamie, being retro and silly, on Catching Up on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Have yourself a Merry Christmas and keep yourself nice is what we say here at Catching Up on Joy 94.9.
Yes, lovely. I like that tune. That's one of my favourite tunes.
It was nice.
Yeah, it was lovely, Mariah.
We've got some very exciting news here at Catching Up.
Ooh.
Next week on the show, on Christmas Day, the beautiful Dolly will have a prize to give away. Oh, and Dolly's going to give you the details of that.
Oh, my God.
Right,
so you've got a Christmas gift for our listeners.
Yes, the wonderful people at Roadshow Entertainment are flogging their Hit and Miss Season 1 DVD.
Fabulous.
And it really is the hit series that everyone's talking about, and it's all about a transsexual.
Nice.
Oh.
Yeah, starring Chloe Savini. How do you say that? Is that right, Tony?
Sounds right. Chloe Savini, bang on the money.
Yeah, we don't like to get names right here, generally.
She's playing a transsexual who also happens to be a contract killer.
Which is common.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So two little interesting things, isn't it? Anyway, we're giving away the lovely hit and miss season. I think some of it's been on the telly at the moment.
Oh. It has.
So you're going to review it before then, let people know what it's all about, and then give it away on Christmas Day.
I am.
And also, so we've got Christmas Day.
Yes.
Now we've got New Year's Day off. We're having a bit of a break, but Jamie and I will be back on the 8th, and we've got another DVD to give away.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Roadshow's been very kind to us.
Yes, good on you.
We will be doing our New Year's resolutions, Brett.
Oh, yes.
Yes, and Mystic Meg's coming in to do your cards,
I believe.
Oh, fabulous. Yes.
Hey, guys, I've got two quick shout-outs. A big shout-out to Benny of Morty Alec, who's been listening to the show for quite some time. Benny, we love your guts. And our new listener, Damien from Roeville. And Damien, we want to say thanks, guys, for supporting us. And
Keep yourself nice.
You're on Joy 94.9.
Brett, Dolly and Jamie playing for laughs, playing for keeps on Catching Up on Joy 94.9.
This is Harry Connick Jr. and you're on Joy 94.9.
Nice to have you here. I like Harry.
Harry was a little bit loud then, speaking over to you. God, that's a bit rude of him.
Me, I had the talking stick, didn't I? Where are we? We're in the studio catching up on Joy 94.9, doing all things Christmassy. And what else?
Oh, Santa baby, you're coming down my chimney tonight.
Your chimney?
My chimney. A chimney, because it's summer here. God. It's a summer at Christmas. You ever been to the beach on Christmas Day?
No.
Yes, I did it once, and it was actually quite fun. Mm. But we only did it in the morning before Christmas lunch.
You have prawn down the beach or something,
do we had champagne for everyone.
Sensible if you live by the beach.
Hey, look, we want to hear what's your favourite thing about Christmas or what do you want for Christmas. Email us on air at joy.org.au. SMS us 0427 Joy 949 and Jerry, of course, he's at the desk 1300 Joy 949. Give us a call.
They can tell us what they want, but they won't necessarily get it. It depends if they've been naughty or nice.
Or nice.
We've got a little bit of info coming up about naughty or nice later.
Now, right. You know what's one of my favourite things about Christmas?
Christmas movies?
Christmas movies. Jamie, we've rehearsed this, haven't we, darling?
I just knew it.
Hey, yeah. I've got a couple of mashups to play. I want you to guess the film. Okay, we'll start with the first one. So it's only been quick. Be prepared. Write down.
Ah! Humbug.
Oh, it's Charles Dickinson. Dickinson. Yeah. Dickinson? Dickinson.
Charles Dickens.
Dickens. That was new. I was on there.
And Christmas Carol.
A Christmas Carol.
Well done. And, of course, this is what I love about this film. This is the quintessential tale of mean old miser Scrooge.
Yeah.
Who is basically threatened to death and shown to him that if you live a mean, terrible life, you're going to end up dead and alone.
He got visited by Mystic Meg in the night, who bought his spirits.
My mother should see that movie. Oh, no, Jan's lovely.
No, Jan is lovely.
She's just a bit tight when it comes to presents.
Yes,
That's
yes.
Well, so she's not easy. She's a pensioner.
But, you know, I think this is a
what's the movie
book
called, Danny?
It was Christmas Carol. Now, the book was written in 1843, and it still resonates today, I think, at Christmas.
What's the humbug thing that we heard? Well,
because that's Scrooge going, bah, humbug, I don't want to do anything with Christmas.
He was
going
to write that as bah, Christmas, and he changed it to bah, humbug later. There's a wiki fact for you.
Oh, wow. Chook us to you, Jamie.
I know.
Okay, now, what about, okay, so that was number five. This is number four. Now, this probably, I won't give it away. Hang on.
Don't give it away.
The most unusual gift he ever got.
What is it?
No.
It's your new pet.
Come on, Barney, be a good dog.
Gremlins.
Ah, oh, Jamie, well done.
Do they do a Christmas today?
It's at Christmas when their little gremlin turns into a super shih tzu combo thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely. Right. This was the 1984 American horror comedy. And
I loved
it. Was huge. Jamie, what was the three things you had to do with a gremlin? Yeah.
Do you know this, Dolly?
No,
I didn't think you would.
No.
Okay.
You can't feed them. You can't feed them after midnight.
Yes.
That's really bad because that's when they turn into evil little things.
That's the worst thing you can
do. You can't get them wet because little babies pop off them and they grow. They multiply.
Yes.
And the third thing is, I don't know, don't cook them. I can't remember.
Sunlight because that kills
sunlight
them.
Burns them. They're like little vampires.
Sunlight burns them. Mm.
Now, extra
sounds
points
like
if you could name. Extra points if you could name one or two of the gremlins.
Oh, Spike.
Spike.
Very good.
Something Mojo? Mojito?
Oh, no, I've got Margui, but I
Margui, that's it, that's it. That's Margui. What I was heading for.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was close.
Okay, now this is number 3.
All I want for Christmas is you.
So this is probably one of my partner's probably favourite Christmas film. This is one of my favourite Christmas film. It was a little bit cryptic there.
Yes.
Love Actually.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, really?
That's beautiful.
That's not a Christmas film.
It
though.
Is. It's all around Christmas. All I want for Christmas is you.
It's not like
put a bow on it.
Is. Shouldn't Christmas movies, excuse me, Brett.
Yes.
Exception to you now, Brett. You're in trouble.
Dolly.
Gremlins doesn't have Christmas in the title.
It's set at Christmas.
But it doesn't have it in the title. Don't Christmas movies have to have Christmas in the title?
No,
like Gremlins at Christmas time or Love Actually.
He's still got 2 left, dolls. Maybe he'll reclaim the night.
I'm not happy.
But you know what I love about this? This is a sentimental favourite. And it's got everyone in Alan Rickman, Emma Thompson, Martine McCutcheon, Liam Neeson, Colin Firth. I mean, it's got January Jones, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's not Top Gun, is it?
No, it's not Top Gun.
Exactly.
Not Top Gun. Speaking of Top Gun, you might guess number 2.
Now, the last thing McLean wants
think
is to be a hero.
Where's Howie?
Hey, Tucker!
Where?
But he doesn't have a choice.
Already killed one hostage.
This channel is reserved for emergency calls only.
Did it sound like he wanted a pizza? Who could have that been? Bruce Willis? It's Christmas Eve in Los Angeles.
Oh, it's Saw, Christmas special.
No, it's Die Hard or Go Home or something like that.
Die Hard,
action
Christmas
thriller.
Special.
It is Die Hard.
You turn every movie into it. Oh, how can you turn Die Hard into a Christmas movie?
It happens at Christmas.
Because it happens at Christmas, babe.
But it's not about Christmas.
Wait till you hear some of the Christmas traditions I've got later.
Oh, yeah. Spinning my head
in
out.
In trouble.
No, seriously. This is a huge blockbuster. It's an adaptation of 1979 novel Nothing Lasts Forever. And it has spawned...
Die Hard?
Die Hard, absolutely. It spawned 4 sequels. Die Hard 2,
oh,
no, Die Hard
Bruce
with...
Bruce Willis is fabulous.
Absolutely, and they're just about to make another Die Hard with his son.
People say I look a bit like Bruce Willis sometimes.
Yeah,
it's because
you're
bald.
You've been working out.
Yeah.
Yeah, same, I get that.
You've been working out too.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to think that was a bit rude because I was like, I'm not that old.
So, Dolly,
it's the boldness.
Number 1.
Yes, Dolly.
And this goes for you. What I'm going to do, though, first, I'm going
to
play...
Wake me up in a minute. I'm
actually going to play the soundtrack... From it, not the whole soundtrack, a little mish up.
Good.
And I want you to see if you can guess it. This does have Christmas in the title.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the
this
fire
is a nice one, is it? Like Christmas Eve.
Since we've got no place to go.
Ready?
Oh,
let it snow.
You didn't.
Rosemary Clooney.
Is this Christmas on 34th Street?
No, but it's from the same era.
It's black and white, Dolly. You should know.
No,
it.
No, it's colour.
Oh, it's colour.
It's colour.
Oh, she won't know it.
Rosemary Clooney in it.
Rosemary Clooney's in it.
Oh,
and who else? That was Bing Crosby before.
Yes, I said that.
Yes.
Don't know the movie. I only know the songs.
And now we've got this is music by. The wonderful Irving Berlin.
Oh, nice.
Set in the... Well, it's actually... Yes, 1954.
Look at all the music in it.
And this is all the wonderful music.
It's beautiful, isn't it, dolls? Makes me want to put a dress on, actually.
Just a bit of tinsel to cover.
Help the mister.
What do we say about singing, Brett?
Between me and my sister. Sorry.
This is from
yes, Sisters.
Sisters.
This has been done by drag queens all over.
Oh, gosh.
Now, this is the hint, guys.
May all your Christmases be bright.
Be bright. You want to pop some Omo in the wash if you want to make things bright at Christmas.
So that was White Christmas.
Oh, Brett.
Quintessential.
You've camped yourself
Can
out there.
Can I quickly tell you a funny story?
Yes.
I did karaoke at a Jewish retirement village.
Oh, no.
And they said... they said to me...
Oh, no! What's going to happen now?
I'm scared.
And they said to me, I said, what about... And I said, what songs would you like to hear? And they went, nothing. I said, any songs in particular? Nothing. And then one of them, and I said, what about a bit of Bing? And they said, we're Jewish?
Because
it was White Christmas?
Of course.
I've actually got to tell you a very quick story as well. Yes. I was talking to a little kid this very recently, and he was coming home for Hanukkah, and I said, what's all this thing with people driving around with their cars on? And Shanukin, what's that?
Hanukkah.
I went, that's how you spell Hanukkah. I didn't know the C
did
was...
Did you not know?
I didn't know the C was silent.
Oh, look.
Chinookin.
What's Chinookin?
So not only is White Christmas one of my favourite films, but yes, one of my favourite cocktail singers from the 1950s was called Faye McKay. And obviously she had this wonderful song called The 12 Days of Christmas. I want to share it with you tonight. Joy 94.9.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two cutty sarks and a partridge in a pear tree. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three old crows, two cutty sarks and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four old Fitzgeralds, three old crows, two cutty sarks, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five dry roes. Four old Fitzgeralds, three old crows, two cutties. And a partridge in a pear tree. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me six cubalibras, five dry roes, four old Fitzgeralds, three old crows, two cutties, and a tree, and a bird with a fruit on the limb. Christmas night, two love gave to me seven Johnny Walkers, six Jubilees, five Lord of the Jets, two cutters, and a tree in the meadow. On the eighth day of Christmas night, two love gave me eight seed old fashioned seven Johnny Walkers, six Jubilees. And a sorry winter fridge on top. On the ninth day of Christmas, I said, are you me? My eyes have seen a glory.
Hi, this is Katie Lang. Show your support for Joy. Call up and become a member.
Australia's best tit bit without the tits. Catching up on Joy 94.9.
Hi, this is Marsha Hines, and you're tuned into Australia's first and only lesbian and gay radio station, Joy 94.9.
Good on you, Marsha. Marsha. You're on Catching Up with Dolly, Brett and Jamie. Merry Christmas to you. I love that Faye McKay. 12 oh, days of Christmas. That was hilarious.
I love it. And
lots
some of that
greens. Have done that little number.
Do you know what? Every time that I remember Miss Candy did it one time at the Exchange and I was like, oh, this old tide thing. And she brought the house down. Yeah. She was nailed fabulous.
It. Yeah, good I bet.
On. Absolutely.
What have you got for Christmas for us, gorgeous?
Darling, I just wanted to let you know that we are not, you know, we are not the only people in the world that celebrate Christmas,
can't
obviously.
We?
No, we're not.
But there is some crazy things that happen around the
Tell
planet.
Tell us, would you?
Well, there's a lot of them, so we'll get through as many as we can.
Yes.
Starting in Sweden, in a small town called Guile, which also has the word gay in it, what started off as an act of vandalism, they erect a huge statue of a goat every year.
Beautiful.
That people then attempt to burn down. Every year before Christmas.
The Swedes are quite mad, aren't they?
In the past 40 years, it's only made it to Christmas Day 10 times.
Because they keep
they
on burning
it
down.
Keep burning it down.
In Italy, they don't like Christmas trees, so they make wooden pyramids and cover them in fruit.
That's a bit more sensible, isn't it?
You know, the Italians
bit of a
have got that
of a
one
tree, doesn't it? Really?
Yeah, and they've got that beautiful style. You know, there'd be like a Ferrero Rocher on the top. Or
they
something.
Didn't say it was fresh fruit. It could have been plastic.
Oh no, Italians would not in these times, but they would do fresh fruit. I reckon
they're not doing so well, are they?
No.
In Caracas, Venezuela, they close the roads to traffic on Christmas Eve so the locals can rollerblade to church.
Oh. Rollerblade to church.
Like not
that.
Only. Every year in North Korea, the government threatens to declare war on South Korea as the South Koreans put up Christmas trees with lights very close to all the border towns near North Korea.
Yes.
And the North Koreans are like, that looks too, you know, might look nice. They might want to move over. So they, you know, attempt to declare
aren't
war.
Aren't they miserable?
It's a bit serious
isn't
over there.
That miserable? You know what? We've been going through the trees looking for the Christmas lights. There aren't many around. Most people are pretty miserable about it all. I've got to say.
They are a bit. Yeah. I know. Andrew's put so many lights in our tree that...
might have a little explosion or a connection.
Well, let's just say when we used to live in Hawthorne, we lived on a tram line. And every time the tram went past, it stopped and jittered a bit and then went... then continued on its way up Riversdale Road because that's how many lights we had on the tree.
Yeah, my house is a bit like that, just all year round, actually. In Japan, KFC is so popular as a Christmas Day meal people have to order their bucket of KFC months in advance.
Oh, what's
really?
Going on there?
Months in advance.
That's a bucket of chicken. Yeah.
In Greenland, this is
Greenland,
gross.
Yes.
In Greenland, the traditional Christmas dinner is called an auk. And it's a type of bird that's wrapped in seal skin and it's been buried for 6 months.
Oh, that's a treat.
Yummy.
That's like a dog burying
Doesn't
bone.
That sound yummy?
Birdie num-nums.
Oh.
Here's a lovely one in the tradition of the KKK. In Wales.
Oh, great.
It's common to wear a white bedsheet with a horse's skull sticking out of the top. And a moving jaw as you move around town.
That must be North Wales, because South Wales, they would not do that.
I don't,
that
I've
is North.
Been to Wales at Christmas time.
You know, I'm just... You know,
maybe
they love it.
Hear ye, hear ye, and they're back on...
Now, some European countries, specifically Norway, hide their broomsticks over Christmas.
Why is that, Jamie?
Because the witches apparently steal them over the Christmas period. But I think that, to me, just sounds like a ploy to not clean over the Christmas period, doesn't it?
Lazy
really?
Norwegians.
Lazy Norwegians, do you think?
That's possibly what it is.
It'd be good if there were witches, though, wouldn't it?
Unusually, in Catalonia.
Oh, yes.
You know,
which is part of Spain.
Part of Spain.
Yes.
Catalonia. On December the 8th, the children go and collect a log and they hollow it out and then they feed the log until Christmas.
They
cover it up every night with a little blanket and then come Christmas Day, the log poops out their presents.
Oh.
Yuck.
It's real.
That's gross.
Really?
It's real.
I don't want a present pooped out. Do you want, Dolly?
Here's one for the single ladies.
The single ladies.
The single ladies. In the Czech Republic, single ladies chuck a shoe out the front door on Christmas Eve. If it lands toe pointing at the house, you'll be married by the end of the next year.
Oh, that's
There's
nice.
There's something in that for all of us.
There is something in that.
Can I share a Christmas diva with you?
Yes, please do.
Probably, we love a bit of Eartha Kitt here on Catching Up, don't we?
We do.
We love our Eartha.
And I found this quite heaven old song called Santa Baby. Joy 94.9. or not.
Oh, I've got another Christmas story.
Yes, keep on going. Sure.
In Belgium, they have two Santa Clauses. One's called Saint Nick and one's called Pierre Noël.
Yeah.
And Saint Nick is the bad, evil Santa. And if you're bad, you don't get presents. You get a bag of old sticks.
Which
is beautiful.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yes.
In some of the Alpine countries, Saint Nick is accompanied by two demonic creatures, Krampus and Perchta. Krampus puts the children in a sack and drags them to hell. That's if you're lucky. If Percha visits, it's said she will rip out your abdomen, pull out your guts and stuff them with straw. So something to look forward to for Christmas there if your kids are bad.
And with that, I think we should go back to Earth. And now she's come back into the studio. Santa Baby. Santa Baby. Joy 94.9.
Santa Baby. Just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa Baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry. Tonight.
Catching up on Joy 94.9 with a bit of Eartha Kitt and Santa Baby. How are you, Mitch? Sci-fi and schooling.
Hey, hey, hey.
It's coming up next.
Oh, with me.
What have you got? You got Christmas stuff or what?
No, end of the world is nigh.
Oh, come on. That's not Christmassy.
You guys. Well, it's the 21st, the end of the world.
You guys.
I thought that was last week.
There's two. There were two predictions. One is for the... Oh, he turned me off.
No, you're right. No, darling, I was turning you down.
One's for next week, is it, darling? What are we dying?
21st.
Is that supposedly tomorrow? When is that?
Friday.
Oh. Friday. All right.
New end is nigh, guys.
You're going to talk about that, are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So it's really great.
I'm working Friday, so I'm actually pretty happy that the world's ending because it's one less day of work.
Time goes faster when you're working as well. So the end comes quicker.
Hey, we've got a couple of, we haven't had time to get through all our shout outs tonight. We do apologise, folks, but we would like to send a special hug to Jimbo and Botox who are listening. Aww. Thanks for your support.
Yes. Jimbo and Botox.
Yes.
And someone else from Fitzroy? No? No,
we
they've
lost
gone
that
now.
One. No, we lost that
oh,
one.
Oh, we lost that one.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, but thanks for listening.
Being okay. Bad.
So what else are we going to talk about?
Well, I want to say a big thank you for Mitch for coming in.
Yes, bye-bye now, Mitch. Thanks for coming. Bye-bye
thanks
now.
For letting me in. Oh, no. They locked the door, guys. There's such a big bolt on the door that you can't get through.
We have to. Oh, the fans are out there most of
Sci-fi
the time.
Sci-fi and Screen's coming up and you're on Joy 94.9.
Hi, this is Sam Sparrow, and you're listening to Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
This is the best! Tropical Fruits present Beyond Atlantis, their 24th annual New Year Festival in Lismore this December, and Joy 94.9 will be there to bring you the best of the fest. Listen live from 9 p.m. on New Year's Eve as Gillian and Hikaru present Joy, live, proud and loud from Lismore, bringing you the news, interviews and music from one of Australia's biggest regional queer events. See Tropical Fruits .org.au for the full festival details and come party with Joy from 9 p.m. this New Year's Eve at the Tropical Fruits Festival. Live, proud and loud from Lismore on Australia's first and only LGBTI community radio station, Joy 94.9.
You're
Bonjour, c'est Tina René. Vous écoutez la joie 94.9, darling.
You're on Joy 94.9, and that one of those messages might have been featuring our very special presenter here, Brett, and he is, well, he's chirpy. Look at him. He's happy as pig
so
in
clever,
poo, isn't he?
Merry Christmas.
Oh, that was a nice little present for you, Brett.
It was beautiful.
Brett.
Now, we've been talking all things Christmassy, haven't we, darling? So we've exhausted that, and we've had some lovely Christmas tunes. I was a bit worried, but they were
We probably don't really need to
they?
Have Christmas now. We've done it.
Yeah,
we've
I think
done
so.
Christmas.
But look, I'm going to be holding the fort next week with my family.
Certainly are.
Going
well,
to
you
be doing a fabulous job
across the countryside. I believe.
You can give us a call though, dolls, if you
I
want.
Will.
Give
yeah.
us a buzz.
Yeah, I will. 000.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that
reverse
it?
Charges. 00055.
So, dolly, you're here Christmas night.
I am.
We've got New Year's off.
Yes.
Yes.
Because we all need a bit of a rest. And Jamie and I will be back on the 8th of January with our New Year's resolution.
New Year's resolutions.
Dolly, we've got one final song to play us out tonight,
What's
darling.
It, darling, what is it?
Well.
Bring me a man or
this
something
This is basically
like that, is
the
it?
Weather Girls. As we know, the Weather Girls was huge with It's Raining Men.
Men. Now they want
this
to bring me a man.
This is the Christmas version, basically.
Yeah. Oh.
We'll see you next week, hey, kids?
Yeah, we'll see. I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Oh, we'll hear from you.
Great
Christmas.
You better listen. Have a great Christmas, guys. We've had a great year. Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9. Yeah. Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to the podcast of Catching Up on Joy 94.9. If you've enjoyed the show, you can tune in for more fun regularly on a Tuesday night between 9 and 10 p.m. or follow the links at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.